This is the BBC Home Service.
Get up!
He'll be back.
Whoa.
I'm awfully sorry. I admit it to say this is the highly esteemed goon show.
Get up there, get up!
There he goes, riding the Minister of Transport's horse. Crazy Wallace Greenslade. The only BBC announcer the ITA won't take. And after all those presents he sent them. Still, mine apparently did the trick.
Stop! Stop this sinful talk, you crazy people. And let me tell you the story of the last year. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Yes, the last year, the greatest motion picture of all time. You will want to see this film the moment you see the X certificate.
Fine.
Yes, the last year, made at a cost of $33 billion and filmed on the very spot in Spain, Madrid, Africa, Jersey, Guernsey, and Sox. A cast of thousands, 10 years in the making. See handsome midget Harry Secombe with the singing voice of Mario Lanza and the body of Owen Bowles. See the voluptuous Minnie Bannister dance the sensuous, sinful knees up Mother Brown. See the famous Eccles in his greatest role to date. His only role to date. See it all on the new Insanitary Stethoscope four-sided screen made in glorious three-dimensional hysterical gorilla color with the new explodable multi-grin sound process. You saw the men dustbins adorn. You saw the son of Lassie's owner. You saw they died with their boots reversed. Then see them in the last year and prove you're still an idiot when it comes to pictures. Here then, like all the other Hollywood, is the last year.
London, the scene, Pebble Lane off Fleet Street.
Get up there, get up!
Ah, here we are. Crennan Company, stationers at large. Service! Shot! Anyone about? Come, good shopkeeper, where are you? I'm in a hurry, you understand. I'm in a hurry. This delay will go hard with you. I tell you, I'm an MP and an honest citizen who desires a purchase. I have certain monies in my belt that I...
Hello.
Good morning.
You can't fool me with them big words.
Stand to both sides, man. Now, come. Come along. Anybody back?
Yeah, me.
Shut up.
Hey, you gonna buy something?
Yes.
Mind if I watch?
Certainly. Here. Sit on this photograph of a chair.
Oh, thanks. I'll just put this photograph of me on it.
Good. Now, where's the proprietor? I want service, you understand. This is no way to run a shop. I tell you...
Oh, dear. Minnie, stop playing your ear trumpet.
By here, Henry.
I say, how about some service here? I've been here 5 minutes.
I've been here 52 years.
Congratulations. Now then, do you keep stationary?
Only when I'm tired. Thank you. Now then, what do you...
I want to buy a calendar.
Let me finish what I was going to say, do you mind? No, What do you want, sir?
I want a calendar.
You said that before.
I know.
You haven't changed your mind.
No, I'm a man of iron will and wooden knees.
Fine, fine.
Shut up, Eccles.
Shut up, Eccles.
Now, look. Here's a map of the North Pole.
Yeah?
Go and find it.
Oh, thanks. Goodbye.
There goes the only man in the world to win a three-legged race. Alone.
Yes. Now, sir, what year calendar do you want?
What's the cheapest?
Oh, the year before last. One penny each.
Penny each?
Yes.
There's some catch in it somewhere.
Min? Minnie?
Oh! Don't take me long, Henry. I've got to put the cat out.
Why?
It's on fire.
Have we got any 1956 calendars, Min?
No, you can't get them, Henry.
You can't get them,
you can't get the calendars.
What nonsense, I thought. But after many efforts, I discovered that in the length and longth of England, there were no calendars for the year 1956. Absolutely none at all. The whole of England was puzzled. Then, late one midnight morning at 7 p.m, a statement on the radio from our own Prime Minister, Sir Anthony.
Folks, I tell you, the year 1956 is missing.
Whoa there. The Lost Year, Part 2. Parliament is assembled.
It's time you stop celebrating our birthday. Yes, quite so. Now, gentlemen, as you now know, England is without a year 1956. It is missing. We'll start by blaming the Russians.
Blame the Russians? What for?
It's all the rage.
It's all very well talking about the simulation rage. But where are we going to start looking for this year, 1956? That's what I want to know.
Let me see. It's 1956 AD. Oh. A and D are the first and fourth letters of the alphabet.
Yes.
One, four.
One for the road.
There are many roads.
Cecil Road.
We live in Africa.
That's where I look for it. Africa! I leave at once.
The Lost Year, Part 3. The scene is a 4-shilling-a-week bedsitter cupboard tap with low ceiling and string bath at Kilburn.
Home. Round and round went the dirty great wheel. Great pipe! Great pipe!
What is it, reeking frog eater?
Light another candle under this sink. This bath water is getting cold. Ooh-yo.
Never you mind that, my heavily oiled French Eiffel Tower champion. Listen to this in the heavily oiled English Times. Believed stolen the year 1956. Reward for recovery, £10,000. Apply Ned Seagoon on board.
Oh, wow. £10,000. Follow that ship.
The third splash is, of course, Max Geldray.
part four.
I hung over the ship's rail. I'm a very poor sailor. In fact, most of the sailors on board were very poor. It was on the third day out that I noticed approaching on B deck a man in cardboard furs with a sledge drawn by 10 mongrels, 2 elephants, and a tiger, and surrounded by his own private blizzard. Good heavens, Eccles! Eccles!
Eccles!
Oh, that's me. Hello.
Turn off that blizzard!
Okay.
That's better. Now, what are you doing on board this ship?
Like you said, I'm looking for the North Pole.
You silly man, you're going the wrong way. The North Pole is back there.
Oh, sorry. Mush, mush.
It was a grand sight to know that the spirit of this second Elizabethan age was being kept alive by men like Eccles from the first Elizabethan age. Captain, did you hear that?
Yes, it's 2 men drowning.
Where?
In the sea.
Cad, that's the worst place to drown.
Can you see them?
Yes, yes, there they are, clinging for dear life to that gramophone record of Harry Seacombe singing On with a Motley.
Throw us a gramophone, or it'll be too late.
Here, catch this rope, you brave patrons of a great singer.
Thank you.
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Neddy Seagoon.
Oh, yes, the well-known danger to shipping.
Neddy, you saved our lives. How can we repay you?
Simple. Just tell your friends to buy Harry Seagoon's record of On with the Motley.
Yes, On with the Motts. We know all about that.
May I ask what you two are doing so far out at sea?
We are following the trail of a man we believe to have stolen the year 1956.
What a coincidence! So am I.
You shall help me.
Oh.
We shall need a cash advance, Neddy.
Right. Here's a photograph of advancing cash. Taken under fire, of course.
Of course.
Well done. Tell me, Grippipe, as man to man, what do you think? What do you think the missing year is shaped like?
Well, they do say the years roll by. It's in the shape of a roller.
By Zeus, Jupiter, and needle noddle new. I must say, it sounds a most plausible deduction.
You mean you really believe me?
Of course.
Oh, I'll tear these other ideas up then, my auntie.
Yes?
This is a real Charlie.
Before we start work, we must have some money.
Money, you understand? Yes, oh, yes.
Calm down, French-type frog-eating gentleman. If it's money you're after, here's a photograph of the Bank of England. Go in and help yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Good shot. He landed right in the sea. Now, Gritpipe, to business. You must come down to my cabin at once.
Why?
I want you to hear a record of Harry Seacombe singing.
On with the Motley, obtainable at all...
After 3 weeks at sea and 4 weeks at land, docked in Africa at the military port of Tarns. But then you've all heard of Port Arms.
As we stepped ashore, we were greeted by fierce, dancing Zulu warriors.
Say, Neddy.
Yes?
Here comes the chief.
Stop! Clear the floor. Next dance, excuse me, Zulu foxtrot.
Greetings, noble Zulu chieftain.
Greetings, Korblimey. Me, Chief Katalula. Me got 500 wives.
Good luck. We come here looking for last year, 1956. Tell me, noble Zulu chief. Played by Ray Ellington in Savile Row loincloth. Have you seen man pushing roller go this way?
No. Me no see anything. Me busy.
Busy? Why?
Me told you. Me got 500 wives.
Here. You better sit down.
Thank you, Corblimey.
Well, did any of your wives see a man pushing a roller?
No, my wife's always busy.
Oh?
Yes. When they are not on duty, they all sit on the Kula Lumber and listen to Miga Tagu on Pila Matu.
What's that?
Record of Harry Seacomb singing onward to Motley, obtainable at all good stores.
Well then, well. Oh,
Neddy, come, let's press forward.
Right.
On reaching the interior, we spotted for the first time the trail of a roller.
Yes, it's true then, Neddy. 1956 is shaped like a roller.
Well, wait! Listen! Look! Here comes a man riding a pair of coconut shells.
Oh, over! Ah, Seacomb, you swine!
What's up, you ragged gigolo?
That photograph of the Bank of England you gave me. It was taken on a Wednesday.
Well?
The bank was closed after early closing.
I'm terribly sorry, Moriarty.
I should think so.
Here. It's a photograph of the bank taken on a Thursday. Go in and help yourself.
Oh, thank you.
That's good of him. Well, Gridpipe, it's getting late. Ellinger?
What do you want, Buona?
Pitch my tent.
Where?
There, by that record of Harry Seacomb singing on with the Motley.
Oh, poor Blamey again.
Sorry, Ellinger. Or I'll report you to Adit.
Who's Adit?
You have, if you don't belt up. Next tribal dance.
Okay, Cor Blimey. Oh, Jimella!
Oh, believe it, beloved, because it's true. You're all that I want you to be. You're a darling, adorable, a devil who loves someone who looks like me. First it was your eyes that said it, your lips took credit, your arms said please take care. Then there was the gentle murmur that grew much firmer. I lost my heart right there. You delicious, delightful delirium, see what your love's done to me. Oh, believe it, beloved, because it's true. You're all that I want you to be. Yes. Got a brand new suit, got a brand new tie, got a brand new twinkle in my eye. Don't you know the reason why? Got a brand new girl, and I won't dispute. She is the reason I've got a brand new tie and a brand new suit. When I'm with her, got to look my best. Put on my tan shoes, gray spats, dark breasted vest, got to wear my tie-pin with a great big pearl, with a brand new tie and a brand new suit and a brand new girl and a brand new boy and a brand new girl. I'm missing. Tell me some more. And a brand new suit. When I'm with her, cause I look my best. Put on my tan shoes, gray spats, dark breasted vest. Gotta wear my tie-in and a great big pearl. With a brand new tie and a brand new suit and a brand new girl. Got a brand new suit, a brand new girl.
That was the Ray Ellington Quartet. I suppose the BBC do know what they're doing. And now to the last year part of Scrampton Scream. 100 miles inland, Gridpipe relieves Neddy of all his loose cash and leaves him with no water. Alone, he staggers on.
Dad! Water! Water! If only I had water. Water! Got a record of Harry Seacomb singing on with the Motley.
Water! I have double my caffeine. Enter play bottle. Points the cardboard record of Captain.
Who are you? Better still, what are you?
I am Tarzan Blame Bottle of the jungle. Name Nicky Nicky.
Well,
Well said.
Yes. Do you know, Dad? For 3 weeks, I have worn nothing but these fidgely.
Why?
Some rotten strands swallow my trousers. And my false teeth. It isn't half cold when you sit down in these things, I tell you. How can come to a young lad like that?
No, you must be Mirage. Yes, that's it. You're a Mirage. I'm a Mirage.
No. You're not frightening me. I'm not a Mirage.
Yes, you are. Not but a Mirage.
You mean that I'm not really here?
Yes, you're nothing.
I don't like this game. I don't like being a nothing nowhere. What's my little Frida going to say when I tell her I'm a nothing?
Hello? You seen a North Pole go this way?
Do not talk to me, Echo. I'm a Mirage. I'm not here.
No, not here?
No.
Well, you tell me where you are and I'll go and see you.
I'm not anywhere. I'm a fidge of the imagination.
Oh, you must think I'm mad.
I do.
I ain't got an answer to that.
Eccles, help me. I'm a sick man.
Oh, Mr. Seagoon, I got a carrot to pick with you.
You mean a bone?
No, I'm a vegetarian.
Shut up, Eccles.
Now,
help me. I'm ill. Ham. All the suffering I've undergone, looking for the last year, has made me a weak old man.
Oh, you hear that, Eccles?
What?
He's only a week old.
Little diddum.
Yeah.
Stop that advanced type goon humor.
Hey.
Get me onto your sledge.
Okay.
I'm too ill to move.
Oh, I'll get you up.
Watch out for the tennis friend.
Oh, no. There. That's got you on.
Thank heavens. On the sledge at last. I was too weak to move myself. I'll just put this record of Harry Seagoon.
Mush!
The last year, part C. On and on, be bloody.
Do you mind? That's my job.
I'll get you a playtime, you rotten swine, you. I'll clap that big fat steaming nut of yours.
Get out of it.
Nay.
On and on they plodded. In search of the elusive last year. Finally, they reached. Will you shut up?
No.
Finally.
And then they.
They reached a British outpost.
British outpost.
Oh! And other naughty noises.
Ah! You're Bloodnock of the River, yes?
Wrong. I'm Bloodnock of the River, no. G-N-O-U-H, no.
Your Bloodnock of the River, no, yes?
Yes, no.
No?
Yes.
Make up your mind.
By the great measurements of Sabrina. Who the devil are you? You're not Mount Everest?
No.
Thank heavens, I can't stand heights.
I'm son of Mount Everest, Ned Seagoon.
Then what are you doing so far from your base?
Are you kidding? No man could be near his base to me without being a midget.
I don't wish to know that.
We are in Africa, looking for the year 1956.
which is in the shape of a roller.
Great dollops of steaming sand. Do you really believe that?
Yes.
You must be mad. Mad.
And there's a reward of £10,000 for its return.
I'll be with you in a jiffy. Just get on this straitjacket. There. Forward.
Wanna. Good news. Me see two people push a roller over other side of river.
Great work, Ellinger. Here, have a centrally heated loincloth.
Oh, me put it on.
Curse. Short circuit. Now, Eccles, put this basket on your head.
Right.
Now, everybody climb in.
Right.
Off you go, Eccles.
Okay.
Come along. Stop!
Oh, look, Nettie. Here's the trail of the roller and two pairs of footsteps.
My daddy.
Shut up. Look. There. Behind that bush.
The roller.
Yes. That's 1956, all right. And it's the same color as the suit.
What suit?
The suit Harry Seacombe was wearing when he recorded on with the Motley.
Yeah.
You mean that you're not Mount Everest?
No, why?
Your disguise is perfect, sir.
I don't wish to know that. No! Let's examine this roller. Yes, it's 1956, all right. But look, the devils, they've disguised it as 1897.
So that's how they got it past the customs.
Bloodnock, there are more things in heaven and earth than man dreamed of.
Really?
Yes. Shut up! Action!
Shut up!
Action!
What?
Whoever brought this roller here must be nearby. They might be dangerous. So we'll keep these sticks of dynamite handy. Now, who'll look after them?
Can I go home,
We wait here behind this record of Harry Seacombe. Quickly, Jeff.
So they waited in the bush for a year. And by then, of course, the year had gone. Good night. That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacombe, and Spike Milligan with the Railington Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.